The bill prohibits local leaders from implementing policies that restrict the sale of junk food or require restaurants and other food retailers to provide consumers with more nutritional information. Supporters of the bill say it's needed to create a level playing field for businesses and to block extreme policies, like former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's attempt to regulate the size of sugary drinks. But opponents like Representative John Wilson, a Lawrence Democrat, say it will hinder efforts in cities, counties, and school districts to implement healthy food policies aimed at curbing the state's rising obesity rate, which at 31% is the 13th highest in the nation.
This bill would, I think, be harmful to hundreds of innovative and evidence-based programs and initiatives designed to improve the health of Kansans, but especially children and teens.
Wilson says a comprehensive approach to obesity is necessary because the environments in which we live and work can either make it, quote, easy, hard, or impossible to eat healthier. I'm Jim McLean.